Hey you, how's it going? You are listening to the 30th episode of Fresh From The Scene. Today's show features the very lovely Paul Barrow from Death Blooms, who was kind enough to have a chat with me before their set supporting Wargasm at the Key Club the other week. There's links in the description to everything you need going forward, and if you enjoy the episode, please do give it a share, and if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please take 5 minutes to just give us a review. I also want to give a shout out to Field & Audio for mastering this interview. Done me a massive favour, thank you very much. But anyway, I'm going to shut up now so that this interview can be streamed in your head and hopefully you can direct your anger, well, not at me.
You're listening to Fresh From The Scene with your host, Ruby Price.
Welcome to Fresh From The Scene. Today's guest is the fantastic Paul Barrow from Death Blooms. How's it going?
I'm alright, mate. How are you?
Very good.
Good.
Very much looking forward to tonight, supporting Wargasm.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. All the shows have been really fun so far, so hoping for a clean sweep.
I mentioned this just before, you know, we started, but... You know, last time I saw you was the first time I saw you spotting Trash Boat, and that was amazing. I go in with gigs like that without actually listening to support acts.
Oh, yeah. But,
you know, because then, you know, you've got 30 minutes to
if
win
it's
me
good,
over.
It's a nice surprise
exactly.
As well. Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
When I heard like the first breakdown, I was like, fuck.
I'm in.
Yeah. So, do to start like these is for those people who haven't heard of Death Blooms, in your own words, why should they listen to Death Blooms, and who are Death Blooms?
Death Blooms is the mosher band that everyone's been missing since they were 14. So if you like all that shit and you like Slipknot and stuff, then go and fucking listen to us and come to a show and have a mosh and have a nice time.
So other than that, who are Death Blooms? Obviously there's yourself.
Yeah, so we've got Luke Hatfield on drums, and we've got Taylor Brown on guitar, and that's our lineup. The lineup's changed a bit over the last few years and stuff, but it's always been me. It's like the kind of, you know, I co-wrote the album with our old guitarist and stuff, but you know, people's lives change, people's commitments change, so I wasn't gonna stop doing it, so here I am. But yeah.
Here you are, and you know what a year it's been. You know, you opened Download Pilot.
Yeah.
You know, you released Life Is Pain, I believe, debut album.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, like, how has, other than you know the obvious shit, how has 2021 been?
It's actually been really, really fucking good, which is like such a weird thing to say considering how the beginning of the year was. But it was kind of a weird one because I know like loads of bands be in the same position. You know, they were all ready to go. They were all ready to go on tour and stuff. So we were one of those bands in that category. You know, we had the album finished at the beginning of 2020, you know, but then we were just so eager to start releasing stuff that we released the single Life Is Pain last year. And then it's just kind of snowballed a bit since Download.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that was kind of fucking mad being able to do a festival and stuff this year as well. But yeah, no, it's been great. It's kind of like, it's been funny because it's just, we've played so many. I think we've done more shows by the end of this run this year than we'll have ever done before, which is such a mad kind of concept, you know? Because you think like, because you know, the band's kind of like existed for a while. And then it's like, we've done like, I don't know, 50 odd shows this year. So it's just like, cool. I want to do this for as long as possible. But yeah, no, it's been sick, the fact that, you know, people have allowed us and people wanted us to come and tour with them and stuff, so it's been good. Been a good time.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, we're about halfway through the Wargasm tour, I think it is.
I think it's night five tonight.
Yeah, how has this tour been, obviously?
Oh, it's been absolutely insane. Like, all the shows have been insane. You know, all the crowds have been sought for it and stuff, and it's, it's been pretty wild. So I'm hoping that keeps it off,
Yeah, I was enjoying the social media updates of, you know, I forgot to put the merch out.
Oh, stay tuned for more tour updates.
Yeah.
I'm still at it. Taylor's just realised that he lost his guitar rack, which is great. So Ryan, our tour manager, is out trying to find him one right now. Fucking idiot, Taylor.
I hope there's a shop open.
Yeah, there is one open. Luckily, there was no guitars on his rack. Like, so, yeah, maybe it'll be fine. It'll probably be fine.
I'm sure it will be.
Yeah, it usually is.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, you guys have got that song, Shut Up, featuring Deathbloom. Deathblooms? You are Deathblooms. Yeah, Wargasm actually released a song called Shut Up, featuring Deathblooms. Now, I believe I heard, like, rumours of, you know, that potentially the Wargasm Deathblooms version being played live at some point. Has that happened?
It's not happened. I'm not saying it won't happen, but it's just kind of been like, because we really like these shows to kind of be like, you know, quick changeover times and, you know, get the, because the crowds have been so, like, so good as well. You know, just kind of keep going, 20-minute changeovers, 15-minute changeovers, but I'm sure we might do it at some point, you know.
Yeah.
Just see how we feel.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
I imagine it would be fun.
Yeah.
Even though you might have to deal with a guitar solo being played.
I know. I hate them. No, they're all right, but I will have to deal with it.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, it's just a breakdown, but, you know, a bit really more fast. Melodic.
A really fast breakdown.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't mind them. It's just I fought so hard to release both versions of that song, so...
Yeah.
So that's... I like it, you know.
I remember listening to the album being like, I swear Wargasm are on this.
Yeah, we kind of like just decided, it was a very last minute thing, you know, we were just kind of thinking about what we could do with it and stuff, and then we're like, cool, let's do this with these guys and see how different we can make it. So yeah, turned out really fun, it was fun one to do.
Yeah, I mean, both versions, you know, have got their own flaws, not flaws, strengths.
Oh, loads of flaws, yeah.
I've been up since 3:45 a.m.
I saw your email at like 20 to 5 this morning. I was like, fucking hell, man. Like,
yeah, it's quite the short sleeping cycle, but a long day cycle.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hope you're alright.
Yeah. I mean, after, you know, obviously what I said I got to do this morning.
Yeah.
I'm great.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah.
Although I am working again tomorrow, so.
At the same time.
At the same place.
It'll be fine. How long have you got left? Is it 2 weeks?
I've got two shifts.
Two shifts? Fuck it. It'll be fine. Yeah, it'll be fine. Just get through it. Just don't listen to anything anyone says. Stick your head down. Ignore everyone. Sort us.
Exactly. Yeah. And if anyone does say anything, I'll just tell them to shut up in the style of Death.
Well, there you go. I'm glad it's got some fucking use. Yeah. With all its flaws.
All of its flaws. I'm never going to live that down. So, yeah, obviously, talking about download, you've been announced for Download 2022.
Yeah.
The actual full download.
Yeah.
Not just a couple of British bands.
Who, you know. It was still such a good time. It was still such a good time, the pilot. Yeah.
I mean, I saw everything about the pilot and I was like, that looks fantastic. Like, obviously, there was a sort of like a suggestion that maybe it was testing the waters for, you know, new headliners, so it wouldn't just be, you know, Kiss, Aerosmith and Guns N' Roses. But obviously, you know, how are you feeling about 2022 download?
Yeah, really good. I think, you know, you never really know how a festival slot's going to go until you're there, because, you know, it's going to clash with it and stuff. But I think that's why it was really fun doing the pilot, because there was literally no clashes for anyone all weekend, which is kind of such a unique thing, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm kind of hoping that because of that, the slot we played and stuff, there'll be, you know, quite a few people interested in coming back and stuff. Like, there's been loads of people chose and being like, oh, we saw you download the pilot and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it's fucking cool that people want to come back, you know.
Yeah.
Must have done something right, I think.
Yeah, it's hard to argue that you did something wrong if people keep coming back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Even with all the flaws.
Even with all
the flaws. That's the last time I'm going to say that one.
That's my flaw now. Trying to get some information.
What's going on on Friday? We announced the headline tour, so that has been it's been a long time coming, so I think that's it's finally our turn to see what we can do. So, yeah. But yeah, it'd be fun. We're doing like, what time is this coming out? After Friday? Or is it on Friday?
It will be after Friday.
Oh, okay, so we're doing
so
like...
next Friday.
Cool, so we're doing...
Yeah. And also, I'll come out.
Oh, that's fine. I've been telling everyone anyway. Just can't post about it, yeah. But yeah, we're doing 12 shows around the UK. So, yeah, looking forward to... Kind of a bit anxious about how it's going to sell and stuff, but I think that's completely normal. But yeah, I'm stoked to kind of just finally...
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to do it. I've got no other option. I can't just keep playing support forever. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited to like actually just see what happens, you know. So yeah, it'll be fun.
Whereabouts are you, you know?
We're doing like, you know, all the usuals, Leeds, Manchester, London, Glasgow. But then we're doing like Plymouth and Cardiff and stuff. Like our guitarist is from Plymouth. So, I like the show we played at Turbulence Festival, it was like 2 months ago. It was absolutely fucking insane. Like, someone crowd surfed a stage monitor. So, I was just like, right, this is sick. Coming back here. But, yeah, so we're just doing as many places as we can. I think we're just hitting up pretty much everywhere we've played over the last, 3 months or whatever. And hoping, again, we've done something right and people want to come back.
Yeah. I mean, talking of people crowd surfing stage monitors, you know, you guys are very much a big fan of mosh pits, songs about them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, like, tell me, you know, some crazy shit that's clearly happened in the stage in audiences.
There was a show in, I think it was Hull. It was like either the first or second night of the Blood Youth tour that we did. And as we got into the breakdown of one of our songs, Phil, this guy just ripped his shirt open. I was just like, ah! Like, proper, like, Hulkamania kind of moment. I was just like, fucking hell, man. So I think, like, of all the recent ones, that was... Oh, there was this... someone did a shoey, literally, as we started the set in Plymouth as well. So that was...
Wow.
Yeah, I was like... What's going on, man? You know when you're like, you come on stage and you're like, all right, we're gonna... And I was like, no, I've been out done already, yeah. Like, yeah. I can't, what's going on? But yeah.
Just hired this guy as the front.
No, yeah. He just took the piss. He just took all of my fucking line like that. And I was just like, one of those moments. So just like, can't even really be angry about this because that's pretty sick, to be fair. Yeah. So yeah, there was a couple of things like that. Those were the highlights, I think, of recent... stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But they're pretty fucking stupid, so. Yeah.
I imagine the guy probably needed to get some merch afterwards. They ripped his shirt
off. I think he did buy merch, yeah. So, nice one.
You're not getting on the last train home, you know.
Mate, he just, yeah, that was, he was literally, I could hear him shouting over the music and everything as well. It's like, fair play, man.
Fair play. He was there to have a good time.
Yeah, exactly. Which is the only kind of time you need. So, yeah.
Let's obviously go back to Life is Pain. You said it was all, like, ready to go and all of that in start 2020. Tell me about, obviously, you know, how the whole album just sort of, you know, came to be.
Well, it was like... we kind of wrote a lot of the songs towards the back end of like 2019, and Life is Pain was written in 2018, which is a bit mad to kind of like consider that it took so long to get those songs together. But it was just like, I think we just had a different pace at that point in time, you know what I mean? We were just like, we had a couple of EPs out and we were just like doing as many shows as we possibly could at the time. And then to kind of like, but I'll decide, like, writing. Because we end up with, like, 24 songs, I think, for the album. And then, you know, we chose 13, which ended up being 10, because we split off some for the EP.
Yeah.
So, it's been a bit of a journey to finally get it out. But, yeah, it took a while.
Yeah, obviously it's very Slipknot-y, new metal, and all of that shit. A lot of people say that it, you know, disappeared new metal.
See, like, it's so weird that, like, I don't see that at all. But, like, I've paid attention to it because I've always liked it. And I think people who've always liked it have always paid attention to it.
Yeah.
So, but as well, like, people say that and then Slipknot have been fucking having number one albums and stuff. It's like, come on, man, what are you talking about? Like,
Yeah.
I think it's just like people just decided it's not cool anymore, trying to push it away.
It's like people saying that, you know, like pop punk is currently going through a resurgence, and I imagine Travis Barker is, you know,
fucking everywhere at the minute. Like, yeah,
you can't hear a song that's not been like at least.
He's on every single song in the world. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, but pop punk has definitely still been around. You know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, Neck Deep and Boston Manor and stuff are touring the States right now.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Two British bands playing massive, massive venues in the States. Yeah. Like, it's...
That doesn't happen if a genre just disappears.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But, you know, it's the same thing where, you know, Slipknot and stuff, they've been playing arenas for, like, non-stop. So, I think it's just one of those things. People just, because they don't see it, they don't think it's a thing anymore, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think... you know, it's just that kind of thing where lots of people do it. I think I do it about certain things as well, you know, just because you don't pay attention to it doesn't mean it's not there. Like, you know, that whole download crowds and things like that, but Korn and Slipknot and stuff, Deftones play all the time and everyone goes fucking crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's still a want and a need for it. So I think, but there's been loads of kind of like new metal bands as well, you know, especially like recently, you know, you've got like Talar and obviously Wargasm, but way into the new metal territory, and like Cane Hill and things like that. It's just people just don't really accept that it's new metal, because I think like people think new metal is
it's gotta be what it was when it, you know,
I think they kind of like think of it as like a dirty word as well sometimes, and it's just like, nah, it's just like, I always thought it was cool.
New metal. Is that Limp Bizkit and cheesy shit?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But I DJ club nights, I've seen all those motherfuckers fucking dancing to Rolling at 10 to 2, yeah, when they're pissed up every single Friday and Saturday. You just need
without
to get
fail.
Yeah, they need to get over themselves, man, and just be like, oh, nah, I love this.
Yeah.
Fun is fun. Just admit you like fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So obviously, you can tell by the accent, Scouse.
Yeah.
Liverpool.
Yeah.
How do you even get into, you know, all of this shit in Liverpool?
Well, I mean, we have had a couple of new metal bands from Liverpool, like, what were they called, Twin Method, but like they did the Family Values tour and stuff as well, you know. It's definitely got like a weird underbelly of new metal, like it always has done in Liverpool. There was Multipurpose Chemical as well, who were like kind of Liverpool, Manchester based, and you know, they sounded like kind of System and stuff, and you know, that was... It's kind of been there. There's just been like no one who's kind of like... That was a while. That was like, you know, that was when new metal was happening. So, but yeah, there's been kind of no one since. But, you know, that was like, you know, I'm 33, so that was my shit. You know, that's the stuff I listened to when I was growing up and stuff.
Yeah.
So, it's... For me, nothing's changed. I'm just like, yeah, I love new metal. So, I don't think I ever got out of it.
Yeah.
It's just been a constant.
Yeah, and here you are, obviously, you know. Life is Pain. I believe I saw a statistic saying over 1 million streams.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 1.4, I think, now. Yeah.
That's fucking sick.
I'm pretty stoked about that, yeah. It's so weird, because, like, with that song as well, like, that was just a kind of... I didn't really have any aspirations of that being, like, a single or anything. I was just like, yeah, it'll be on the album or something. Because I kind of liked it. I don't know, it's weird when you know, when you do anything, I'm sure you know this as well, when you work and you get so involved in what you're doing that you don't even know if it's good or not. Like, you know, you need someone else to just be like, no, it's all right, that mate. And then you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe it is, you know. But I think with the kind of, you know, the lockdown and stuff, it was like the perfect time to, like, it made the most sense to just go, right, release that as a single.
Yeah.
And it was the same with, like, you know, the Fuck Everything EP. We had no intention whatsoever of that being a single or like an EP. Like, they were, all those tracks were meant to be on the album, but we were like, we need to do something else. And it kind of wrote itself. Everyone was pissed off, everyone needed something, so those songs just kind of made sense, and we had them ready, so we were just like, just pop them in there, see if anything happens. And you know, it's been pretty good so far, so hopefully that you know, keeps on going that way.
I mean, one of my favourite things I actually saw was the part of the Kerrang review of that, saying that Death Blooms make being pissed off sound great.
Yeah, I was into that. That was a good one. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I will take that one. Yeah. No, I think that was a cool one.
That's what you put on like a poster or, you know, a t-shirt.
See, but like I like putting all the shit ones. I think it's just like I always kind of, like, it's great when people like your music, but I think it's just amazing when you literally piss someone off to the point where they like write spiteful things about you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you've affected someone's life, even for like 10 minutes in that much of a way, that's what I want to think about. Because they're never going to stop thinking about you.
I mean, either of those like polar opposites are still better than the one that's in the middle of, is that right?
If anyone is like, meh, that I'll just stop.
Yeah.
I'll have to. If every review or everything anyone said about us was just like, yeah, they're right, I'd just be like, I can't do this. I'd literally rather be terrible. Yeah. Like, honestly, like, I would rather be the worst band in the fucking universe than someone be like, nah, 3 out of 5. You know, couldn't handle it.
Yeah, it's like you say, you want one of those reactions, because as you say, if they hate it, they'll be thinking about it. Mm. Like, you know, every single time.
Exactly.
Anyone mentions anything in the vicinity, if they love it, then they're gonna enjoy it.
Then we'll all have a great time together for as long as possible.
And fun is fun.
Fun is so much fun.
Fun is fun. Now that's not a fun.
Absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely. So obviously, we mentioned the tour.
Yeah.
Are there any more plans, or at least vague ideas for 2022?
So we're just gonna have the headlines. Hopefully, a few more festivals, and then we're just gonna try and do as much as possible in as many places as possible. You know, there's always one eye on, you know, kind of other continents and stuff like that, so it just kind of depends on what's safe and what we can do and who'll have us. Like, you know, the plan is to go wherever we possibly can, so, you know, we're in kind of a position where we're talking to a lot of people about a lot of different things. And hopefully most of them happen, because if they do happen, then we'll go and do them all. But I'm always like, I never really go like, oh, this might be happening, because I need it to be like,
it's happening.
Here is your offer, and here is the confirmation, and I'm like, cool, let's go.
Yeah.
But yeah, in any other circumstance, I'm just like, because, you know, anything can happen. Like, you know, we all know that like 1 second can flip everything. So until things are confirmed, I'm just like, so we've got headlines, and downloads, I think, are the ones that are confirmed until this point. Maybe a couple more, I can't remember. But yeah, but you know, it's just like, the headlines are going to be the focus for the beginning of the year. Just because I think we just need to do them, you know, and just see if people give a shit. You know, see if people want to come and buy tickets and have a nice time, and, you know, and then we'll see where we're at with stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's been really fun doing all these support tours, and we've met a lot of nice people, and, you know, everyone's been super enthusiastic and supportive about it, which is fucking great, you know. So that's been a really, really nice experience.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of the support tours, I'm digging the fact you're wearing a Strange Burns t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. I absolutely love those guys. Yeah. Like, yeah, that was such a fun tour to be on in every aspect, you know. As people, you know, all the bands were lovely, and, you know, all of the bands are fucking great as well. You know, it was such an eclectic bill, and I love that. You know, as a metal band, I don't really want to play metal shows all the time. You know, I like all kinds, I like pop music, and, you know, like we were saying, fun is fun. So I like to be in as many fun situations as possible. So yeah, that was a really fun one to do. Yeah,
yeah. I had Bobby on.
Yeah, yeah, Bobby. Yeah. Bobby's great. Yeah.
I'm trying to get Jess from Calvary Louise now.
Yeah.
I think it's in the works.
Oh, yeah.
Until, like, someone gives me that offer. You know,
it's not happening. I'll message it for you, mate.
Yeah.
See what she's giving it.
Nice one.
Yeah, no worries.
We're in the end of November-ish now.
Yeah. It's weird, that, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, I think everyone thinks that just, like, last month was, you know, like, February 2020, because...
It's so weird, isn't it? Yeah, it's like, you know, I feel like everyone does that thing every year where you're like, oh, it's going dark already, and can't believe it. But it's like, it is genuinely weird just having like an August to the end of the year as like the time you're allowed out. Like, it's definitely thrown my brain a bit, like, just being like, so it's a new year soon, like, but
I suppose we've only been going for 4 months.
But yeah, where's all the rest of it? But yeah, you know, it's good to just be able to get back doing anything, which is the most important thing. You know, everyone seems in a lot better shape, like, you know, mentally and stuff. Yeah. Everyone. Which is good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'll take those dark nights if it means we can go outside.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah. But what I was going to say is it's been, I'd say, a great year for music in, you know, 2021. Oh, yeah. Like, is there anything that's really, like, caught your... I was going to say eye, but really it's ear.
I really, really liked the new Plot New records. I love that band anyway. As Everyone Falls record is great. Yeah, I'm going to go... I think they've probably been the ones I've most listened to. Even though Plot New only came out a few weeks ago. I've just added it on repeat because it's sick. New Zuzu record is great. I will never not talk about Zuzu because she's the queen of Liverpool.
Queen of Liverpool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's great. She's just unashamedly Scouse in every aspect, and I love that. So yeah, I will never not talk about her.
I don't think I've heard of Lucy.
She's like a singer-songwriter, but really, really good. Really catchy, like, kind of sings with a proper Scouse accent and stuff as well. I'm so into it, like, yeah.
Yeah, it's great when, like, you know, someone's accent, like, comes across these days, because you either seem to get that weird blend of British-American, or it's, you know, just the very hard, like, Scottish Scouse.
Yeah.
Cockney in some cases.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Which seem to have disappeared, but...
Yeah, there's not been as much lately, has there? There's been a few newer bands. There's North Atlas, and they are very unashamedly Scottish as well, which I love. Yeah. They're sick as well. But yeah, I love it. I love accents. Like, I love all the different voices and stuff, and not knowing what the fuck's going on when people are saying words. Happens to me all the time, so I'm just like, I want more of it from other people. But yeah, no, it's a good time, yeah.
Yeah, and... I'm definitely going to go and check those other ones out.
Sick, yeah. I'm not that much of brand new. I think they've only got like three. Oh no, their EP is out next month? Next week? Next week? Next month? Soon. Very soon. Very soon, they're really good.
Very, very soon.
Yeah, very soon, yeah. I can't remember when. I was definitely looking at it on the internet before, but I can't remember what date it said. Soon.
Soon.
Might be Friday. Might be. Who knows? Soon.
So maybe a week ago.
Maybe it's out. Maybe it's out. I've just forgotten. But yeah, no, they're sick. Really, really nice people as well. So yeah, I think they're going to be one of the next bands kind of coming through.
Keep an eye out for tour lineups and stuff.
Yeah, I think the opens for... Hi, mate. I'm good. How are you? Yeah? I like your shoes. I think the opens for... the open for Shikari.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One of the... They did two shows in Glasgow recently.
Oh, the ones that them two did
so
as well.
So, Wargasm and Trashboat did one day, and I can't remember who did the other day, but it was Shikari and North Atlas as well. So, yeah, I think they're going to be really good. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing Shikari next month. Like,
I'm going to go to Liverpool One.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is, I love it when bands play Liverpool, and just like, oh, it's a nice little treat.
Yeah, it's like whenever you see just like, you know, somewhere that's not, obviously Manchester, Leeds, all of the big ones, like just, you're playing like right around the corner, that doesn't happen.
Honestly, like that venue is like about a 4 minute walk from my house as well, so it's like perfect, so good. Not enough shows there, but it's a good venue as well.
Yeah, the venue in the town that I currently live, Huddersfield, like, has just changed to a new, like, location.
Oh, sick.
And the venue itself has gone so much, like, better as a quality thing that it's actually showing up on tour posters now of, like, actual bands, and I'm like...
What venue's that?
The Parish.
Oh, yeah, we played Parish the other week. Yeah, it's great.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we played it where it was on a Blood Youth tour. I think that was one. But yeah, it's sick. I really liked it. Like, I really liked the old one.
Yeah, the old one was great.
You know, it had that, like, just, you know, dingy punk aesthetic.
It's a
which,
shed in the back.
Yeah, it was
like
fucking sick.
Old church.
But, like, yeah, I think the new one's, like, it's like, I don't want to knock the old one, but it's, like, you know, a quote-unquote real venue. Like, it's you know, it's really, like...
Trust me, like, I've spoken with Mikey, like, loads about, like, how much...
That's insane. It's great. Like, yeah, it's really, really great. Like, the venue's, like, class. The bar's class. Like, it's... like, it's in, like, that old, like, kind of bank building.
It's an old courthouse.
Is it? Yeah. It's sick, yeah.
And I hope it's more successful than the nightclub that used to be there.
Oh, was it a club, was it?
It was possibly one of the worst nightclubs that you'll ever go into.
Oh, dear.
It was hilarious, because I went to uni there as well.
Yeah.
And in, like, Freshers Week, there was... I don't know why I'm saying it's hilarious, but someone had their ear cut off with a machete.
Okay, now.
And everyone was like, okay, we're going to go to the other one.
Yeah, it's that funny, though. Jesus Christ. Fuck me. Yeah. I'd just be like, I'm off. Yeah. Not coming back here ever. Fucking hell, man.
Yeah, so like I say, I hope it does a lot better because...
Well, as long as no one gets their ears cut off, it's immediately done better.
Yeah.
So, as long as it keeps to that, it'll be fine.
Yeah, definitely. To sort of wrap it up, I guess, like, is there anything that, you know, you want to plug? Any people you want to shout out or shit? that typical podcasty endy.
I don't know, really. It's just, you know, our headline shows will be on sale now, so please buy a ticket and we'll see you there. You know, thanks to anyone who's seen us over the last few months, because we've met a lot of people and that's been really nice. And I don't know, thanks to you and anyone who gives us time like this. It's cool, you know what I mean? It'll never not be cool, because you know, anyone taking an interest in anything you do is always very nice.
Or the polar opposite of hating everything you do.
Yeah, exactly. One of those things is fine.
Yeah. And if people want to, you know, find you guys online, obviously there's Spotify and streaming platforms, but, you know, where else can they go?
Yeah, we're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all the things, and it's Death Blooms without the... is it without the...
Without the verbs.
Without the...
No, not verbs. The vowels.
Vowels, yeah.
Bright left.
Death Blooms.
Death Blooms.
Yeah, I always get mixed up with those. Well.
What would it be if it was just the vowels?
Death Blooms.
Eru.
That's still pretty good as well.
My new favourite band, Eru.
Eru. I love that. But yeah, it's we're all on the internet and stuff, so go and follow us on Instagram and look at our pictures and like them.
Yeah. And maybe some dog pics.
Oh yeah, of course. Always.
Always. Well, thank you very much for chatting to me.
No, nice one, really appreciate it.
Yeah. And I hope tonight, well, I say I hope, tonight's gonna be great. I hope the rest of the tour goes well.
Nice one, tonight's gonna be lots of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll see you the next time you're in Leeds or Manchester.
Sick. That'll be soon.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You're listening to Fresh from the Scene with Ruby Price.
Thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed that, please do give it a share on social media and be sure to follow Paul, Death Blooms and myself on social media. As I said, links in the description. It would be great if you could make it to a show on their headline tour, or at the very least, check out their debut album, Life is Pain. Thank you and goodbye.